Have you ever finished a presentation and been met with blank stares? Or sent an email that you thought was perfectly clear, only to have it completely misunderstood? What if the secret to being a better communicator isn't about using bigger words or having more complex ideas? What if it's actually about one simple fundamental shift in your perspective? We spend so much of our lives trying to be understood. At work, we're pitching ideas, giving updates, and trying to rally our teams. In our personal lives, we're navigating conversations with partners, friends, and family. We put so much effort into crafting what we want to say, but what if we're focusing on the wrong thing entirely? This is the provocative question at the heart of Jay Sullivan's book, Simply Said: Communicating Better at Work and Beyond. The book offers a transformative insight. Great communication isn't about us. It's about our audience. It's about asking not, what do I want to say? But rather, what do they need to hear? This might sound simple, but it's a profound change in how most of us approach communication. We're naturally self-centered. We're proud of our work, our ideas, and our expertise. We want to share all the details, the journey we took, and the complexities we navigated. But the hard truth is, our audience doesn't care about all that. They care about what our message means for them. Let's take the story of Ming, a brilliant software developer. She'd poured her heart and soul into creating a new app. When it came time to present it to potential investors, she was bursting with pride. Her presentation was a deep dive into the elegant code she'd written, the innovative features she'd designed, and the technical challenges she'd overcome. She was an expert, and she wanted to showcase her expertise. But as she spoke, she saw the investors' eyes start to glaze over. They were checking their phones, shifting in their seats. Her brilliant presentation was falling flat. Confused and disheartened, Ming sought advice. She was told to stop focusing on herself and her creation and instead to focus on the investors. What did they care about? They cared about the return on their investment, the market potential, and how this app would solve a real-world problem. So Ming revamped her presentation. She started not with the code, but with the user. She painted a picture of a busy professional, stressed and overwhelmed. Then she showed how her app could save them time, reduce their stress, and make their lives easier. Suddenly, the investors were leaning in. They were asking questions, engaged and excited. Ming's app hadn't changed, but her communication had. She made it about them, not her. And that made all the difference. This is the first major takeaway from Simply Said. Always start with your audience and their needs. Before you write a single word of an email or create a single slide for a presentation, ask yourself, who am I talking to? What are their concerns, their goals, their challenges? And most importantly, what's in it for them? How will my message help them? This what's in it for them approach is a complete game changer. Think about Jamal, a department head who had to announce a major organizational change. His first instinct was to explain the intricate details of the new structure, the operational efficiencies it would create, and the strategic thinking behind the decision. He was focused on the what and the why from the company's perspective, but then he remembered the principle of focusing on the audience. His team wasn't a group of executives concerned with the bottom line. They were individuals who would be worried about their jobs, their career progression, and their daily work lives. So Jamal started his announcement differently. He began by acknowledging that change can be unsettling. Then, he immediately addressed what was on everyone's mind. He explained how the new structure would create clearer career paths for them, offer better opportunities for skill development, and improve their work-life balance. He framed the entire change around the benefits to his team. The result? Instead of a wave of anxiety and resistance, he was met with understanding and even enthusiasm. He had successfully communicated a difficult message by making it about his audience. The second key idea from Simply Said is the importance of clarity and brevity. In a world of information overload, the most valuable thing you can do for your audience is to be clear and get to the point. Sullivan argues that we often make the mistake of thinking that using complex language and industry jargon makes us sound smart. But the truth is, big ideas are what impress people, not big words. If you're in the room, people already assume you're intelligent. Your goal isn't to prove your intelligence, it's to make your ideas easy to understand and remember. This means cutting through the clutter. Sullivan suggests that every key message should be able to be stated in a single sentence, preferably with fewer than 10 words. Think about that for a moment. Can you distill your next big idea into a 10-word sentence? It's a challenging exercise, but it forces you to identify the absolute core of your message. Once you have that core message, you can then build on it with supporting details. A powerful technique the book recommends is to give the conclusion first. This is especially important in a business setting. Don't walk your audience through your entire thought process, the data you analyzed, and all the options you considered, only to reveal your recommendation at the very end. Start with the recommendation. Tell them where you want them to go right from the beginning. For example, instead of a long preamble, start with, "I recommend we invest in the new marketing campaign, and here are the top three reasons why it will benefit us." This respects your audience's time and gives them a clear framework for understanding the information that follows. This principle of brevity extends to our written communication as well, especially emails. We're all drowning in our inboxes. The longer and more convoluted an email is, the less likely it is to be read and acted upon. Sullivan offers some incredibly practical advice for writing emails that get results. Start with a clear and specific subject line. Use short sentences and paragraphs. And if you need someone to do something, make that call to action crystal clear. Don't bury it in a long paragraph. Use formatting like bolding or bullet points to draw attention to the key information. The goal is to make it as easy as possible for the reader to understand what you need from them in a quick glance. The third major insight from Simply Said is about the power of storytelling. Facts and figures can be persuasive, but stories are what make a message memorable and emotionally resonant. A well-told story can transport your audience, help them connect with your idea on a personal level, and make your message stick. Think back to Ming and her presentation to the investors. She could have just presented data on user engagement and market size, and that would have been fine. But by telling a story about a stressed professional whose life was improved by her app, she created an emotional connection. The investors could picture themselves or people they knew in that story. It made the problem real and her solution compelling. Sullivan encourages us to build a collection of stories we can use to illustrate our points. These don't have to be epic tales. They can be small, personal anecdotes, or stories about customers, colleagues, or even historical events. The key is that the story should have a clear point that reinforces your message. And just like with your main message, you need to make sure the takeaway from the story is clear. Don't leave your audience guessing what they were supposed to learn. End your story with a simple bridge sentence like, "And that's why it's so important that we..." This ensures that your story has the intended impact. So how can we start putting these ideas into practice? The final and perhaps most actionable takeaway from Simply Said is to make this audience-focused approach a conscious habit. Before your next meeting, your next presentation, or your next important email, take a moment to pause. Instead of launching into what you want to say, ask yourself those crucial questions. Who is my audience? What do they care about? What's in it for them? How can I make my message clear, concise, and compelling for them? This simple act of pausing and shifting your perspective can be revolutionary. It can transform you from someone who simply talks to someone who truly connects. It can be the difference between your ideas being ignored and your ideas making a real impact. It's not about being a different person. It's about being a more thoughtful and effective communicator. And in a world where our success at work and in life so often depends on our ability to connect with others, that's a skill worth mastering. The next time you have something important to say, remember the simple yet profound wisdom of Simply Said. Make it about them. not you. You might be surprised at how much more people are willing to listen.